usually don't do these, man. Without a drink. I'm usually doing fruit smoothies. That's it. But fuck it, I'm having a drink. Good shit. Damn.
When's the last time you did this setup? Because I mean, I know for a while you're kind of going back and forth and visiting people and recording. Now it's been pretty much solo podcasting.
Yeah, I do them with people when they have the time, but I don't.
You don't press the issue?
No, I don't press the issue. I think it's something that I enjoy doing them as it is. What I started doing now is I started recording my daughter's. I created a YouTube channel for her.
Did you?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Princess Jazlyn.
Oh. So what's the premise?
It's just kind of, you know, the kids nowadays, they, instead of watching TV, they watch YouTube. You know that. But now, you know what they do? They watch other kids in their lives. So you have channels out there, YouTube kids channels, that all you see is a girl playing at home with her playset.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's what they do.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Like some of that shit's huge. Or like these kids just unboxing or opening like toys for whatever reason. These kids, they fucking soak it up.
Right. 15 minutes going over a box. Hey, we just bought the My Little Pony playset. Here it is. Yes. And they're going over it and they're making like a big show about it. 15 minutes.
You know what? Like, I don't understand it. I guess we're just fucking old, but you ever, you know, we grew up poor. So you remember like looking at the Toys R Us catalog? And just like flipping through the pages and like just like I used to do that and like fantasize about the toys. I'm like,
right.
Oh man. So maybe this is like in essence the same thing, except for like, you know, they can actually see it like in action. Like I had to, you know, I could see the pictures and maybe you see it in a commercial or something, but here they're getting like so much attention onto that item that they desire or whatever. Maybe it's something they want.
It's a different degree of an experience, isn't it? Because we see the picture, but now they're not only seeing it, they're seeing it visually, they're seeing how it looks. They're seeing how they're playing with it. They're seeing what comes. Because these people, they'll get the box. It's funny. They'll get the box, right? And they'll open it up. And then they'll unwrap it and shit. And that whole experience to the kid, you can see it. With my daughter, she just watches it all day long. So that's what they do.
Oh, so she is the example. She's out there just watching, soaking that in.
Exactly. So I told her, well, let me make a channel of you. And her eyes lit up like, no way you would do that. I'm like, and I saw those eyes light up. I'm like, yeah. So I started doing it. Just kind of a little, ratchet job and shit like that. So we've been getting a kick out of that.
I saw this. I don't know if it was an article or something, or I saw it somewhere. You know, you got Gen X and Gen Y.
Yeah.
So I can't, I don't know. Which
one? Millennials is Gen Y.
Okay. So, you know, the new generation where they've grown up with computers and internet, you know. And then there's a generation prior to that they're trying to create maybe another category for us because we kind of fall in the middle where we grew up in the age when there was no computers and that there was just like regular telephones without cell phones.
Right.
But so we are kind of from that prior generation, but we still are. We grew up with this this technology evolving. So we're just as comfortable with the new technology. Where like some of those past generations don't have that comfort.
Well,
we were there during that transition. So they were saying that maybe there should be another category for people from like 77 to like 83, I think it is, where
that makes sense.
We were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, that makes sense because I was looking at a generation, millennials, we're a few years away technically from that. Like we are, it's like mid-30s and up.
Yes.
And with us, we're obviously Generation X. I mean, we're the skateboarders, grunge music. And we did experience old school, you know, telephone cords and no cell phones. We did get that newspapers and shit like that. So it's weird because we got a taste of both worlds and we were young enough because it started for us in high school, 18, 19 years old, when the internet and Microsoft Windows came along and all that stuff. The computer became part when we were in our early, you know, late teens. So that was kind of...
I mean, there were computers in the early 80s, but they were way beyond the
MS-DOS,
means.
MS-DOS, though. They were like...
Yeah, but they were way beyond the means. We could never afford them. I mean, they cost, you know, multiple thousands of dollars. You know, you're talking about, you know, $2,000 for a computer easily. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like... Personal computer wasn't feasible for a kid's life, especially like us.
Right.
I think in the 90s, where it became more mainstream, the prices came down, and then everybody had a computer. But, like, think about it. How many people growing up did you know had a personal computer?
None.
Nobody.
Typewriters, it was the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the only thing I would say, that we had typewriters. And in college, we were exposed to, in 1995, was when Microsoft Windows came out. And that revolutionized the whole computer world. That's when Bill Gates became the billionaire, you know, because of that. So, man, now look at us now. Now our kids are, my daughter, now she's 7 years old, and she wants a TV channel. So I started getting into video editing and things like that. And I think for us, like you said, we're tweeners in that. So I'm able to adapt much quicker to that software, be able to get on, figure it out with no problems. I don't have to watch YouTube or any. Does that make sense? Like I pick it up fine, no problem. So, but yeah, it's weird. So we started that channel, Princess Jazlyn, man. It's really funny, man. So like, mom,
You know what'd be funny is that, like, if something happens through this, like, say for instance, Jazz, like 20 years from now is like, whatever the is, maybe YouTube's still around, and she is like this giant, you know, YouTuber, like ultimate. She's like, you know, like a PewDiePie or whatever, like something that's huge. And this is like the beginnings of it. Like, she can always say, "Oh, well, my dad was into podcasting. This is how it started way back in when I was a kid. My dad created a YouTube channel, and look at me now. This mansion. I'm gonna go on my plane in a little bit and fly to California for, you know, a convention. You know, like,
it's crazy. It's funny.
That'd be amazing. That'd be a good story. I'm gonna lie.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Save this audio right now.
Save this audio. Well, it's gonna be out there forever, my friend. This is something that for the ages. This is, you know, and I always think about that with us doing this, it's just encapsulating the timeline and for our future generations to get a whiff of it and to get an idea. I never knew my grandfather. So think about it, like. Could you imagine hearing your grandfather, like, in his 20s or anything? You know, just thinking along of people in your lifeline, in your timeline, right? People that are in your family, and just hearing them in a different time. It'll be fascinating for me anyway. That's a good history lesson right there, right? To see how much of that DNA resembles you and things like that. Just shit like that, you know?
No, I mean, it has to be. I always... You know, all that stuff to me is all genetic, you know, so.
Right.
Intelligence, temperament, you know, all that stuff, whether people want to admit it or not, it's like a
50-50. I think you're going to have an environment. It's also going to play a part in it.
I get that. But if your dad has a short fuse, there's a higher probability that you will have that short fuse. Correct. Whether or not, even if you were never raised around the man. There's a higher probability of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I would say if you put that DNA in a room full of Buddhists or a priest, then you'd be more subdued. I mean, does that make sense?
Course, like, you know, so that's what I mean. Environment has an impact on some of that stuff. But like intelligence, if your parents are smart, you're probably going to be smart too. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. It's all relative, man. It's all DNA. Yeah. And I guess thinking about this DNA, we had to – I hate to derail this, but – I wanted to record this because, fuck, Justice League, man. I was really pumped up. I was pumped up, dude. Like, I could not. I'm looking at you right now, and you're not really like.
are you reading my face or what?
Damn, dude. You were just disappointed, huh?
Wow.
Fuck.
Yeah, you can read a face good.
Damn.
I thought it was fine. that was fine. And I went into it with low expectations. I really did. Like
it was worse than the expectations that you set for it.
Well, my expectations rose a little bit because I started to see the reviews, and I'm like, the reviews are pretty mixed. I think it was like 40% on Rotten Tomatoes right now, which is not great. But some of the guys were like, hey, you know, it's not perfect, but you know, you're gonna enjoy it. So I was like, okay, let me go into this and not, you know. Be of an open mind and give it a chance. And I was watching it. I was like, it started off kind of slow. I was like, it's going to get better. This is going to be better. By the end of it, I was like, you know what? That was fine. But it still is like, it reminded me that DC got, they have a long way to go. They have a long way to go.
I think the guy in that review, I sent you that link. I think he summarized it best. It was the best Marvel DC movie.
Because I disagree.
I think so. I think so.
I disagree because I think what it is like you could tell there was a lot of hands in this movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You could tell, first of all, that there's two directors. Some people are like, nah, it's not. I'm like, this is apparent. Like, this is not the same movie, you know, when you're watching it. There's certain cuts. And then to give you an example, at the end of the movie, because obviously DC was like, we need humor, right? But like humor has to come naturally. You can't force humor. So to me, in this movie, there was like parts where like the humor was forced. So like at the end of the movie, when they defeat Steppenwolf, and Superman falls to the ground and Cyborg falls to the ground, and they're like laughing there, and then Wonder Woman's like, I'm with a bunch of kids. Like, it just seemed like, let's make this Disney. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't, it wasn't smooth. Like, I think humor could be pulled off better. Like, I thought the Flash was pretty decent. Like, the way he did his execution of the humor seemed to be better. But there was a couple scenes there that I was like,
Man, you sound really disappointed, man. I thought it was great because, I'll tell you why I think it was great, because it's not a payoff movie. And what I mean by that is that it wasn't a culmination of these movies, and here we are with the payoff, like a Age of Ultron, like a Marvel's movie, like a Civil War. I just felt that it wasn't, it was one of those things that we still didn't, for an intro movie of all the characters, I was fine with it.
This is a movie that needed like fucking another, it needed another 30 minutes. Absolutely. It just needed it. It was, all right, well, let's talk about Steppenwolf.
Yikes.
That might be the worst film I ever seen, dude. Because I heard, you know, I listened to the reviews, and I'm like, they're like, this is a bad villain. I was like, okay, I've seen some bad villains. Marvel's had some bad villains. And we'll give you, like, you know, an example of, like, Ultron. Ultron was a much better villain than this. Like, you know, he had some dialogue. Steppenwolf was terrible. Like, it was just, like, it was bad, man. It brought me back to, like, you know, like, remember how comic book movies used to be? They used to be kind of bad, but we were just happy just to have comic book movies. You're like, well, it's going to be it's kind of shitty. The plot's a little shitty, but like, hey, we're just happy to see fucking the X-Men on TV. Steppenwolf was terrible. And dude, the CGI was so bad. Like, it was like 2005.
Did you like Cyborg looking like a 7-footer? And then it was all mechanical, you know, in the sweater and things like that.
That almost bothered me a little bit. But I kind of like at the end there, you see how, like, when he's with his dad at the end of the movie, he changes the costume into more like the traditional.
Right.
So I think, I wonder if that was Josh Whedon's input. It's like, well, at the end, we can maybe, because I'm sure what happens, a lot of that movie was already filmed. So I bet you the cyborg costume was already done. So they couldn't go back there and redo all that stuff. They're like, well, let's transition to the new one. So at the end of the Justice movie, we'll show him change the costume himself to a more traditional cyborg costume.
Overall, it was a good movie. It was very good, surprisingly. I thought the storyline, it was choppy, but it moved along fine. I think the characters were great. The casting was great, I thought. Whether you like the, you know, I like Batman. I like Wonder Woman. I like Cyborg. I like Flash. It's not, it felt like the Black Nerd said, it was like Ninja Turtles. It was like, you know, like Cyborg is Donatello, Raphael is Aquaman. You know, it just had that feel to it of a bunch of guys with different personalities coming together.
I'll give you the positive. To me, honestly, my favorite part was Superman, believe it or not.
Yeah, he came through, man. He came through.
When they bring Superman back, right? And he doesn't remember anything.
Right, he's badass.
That is my favorite scene in the whole movie. I prefer that over the end scene when they're fighting Steppenwolf. That just shows you, that movie showed you how badass Superman is.
They redeemed Superman in that one, in that movie.
Yeah, because he became, you could see that they were like, okay, we need to make him, he can't be like,
dark.
Kill me now, I hate life. He was way too like emo. And so in this movie, when they're fighting him, he is just wearing everybody out. Mm-hmm. And the highlight of it is when the Flash goes in full speed, and then Superman looks back, and the Flash is like, what the fuck is going on?
That face, right? That face he's is like, bright. Holy that shit had me laughing.
And then Superman starting to, he sees him. He's going now at almost the speed of the Flash. That to me was like, that was one of those scenes in the movie where I was like, this is great. So it kind of to me the end was just okay. Like it, honestly, man, like the action in it wasn't great to me. Believe it or not, BVS was better. There was no scene in this movie like to me like the warehouse scene in BVS.
Of course,
nothing at that level. No, the end scene. As much as we hated the fact that they put Darkseid in, or not Darkseid, that they put Doomsday in BVS. That scene itself, if you watch that scene itself, is badass. That was a better fight scene with Wonder Woman and Superman fighting Doomsday than the entire Justice League fight in Steppenwolf. I didn't think it was that great. And to me, it seems like also they don't know how to use Batman. The scene where, you know, where Batman meets the Flash for the first time, it's perfect, right? That seems traditional. But Batman is a badass. Like, I didn't get the impression that he was a badass at all in this movie. So this is what I'm saying. obviously he can't go toe to toe with Steppenwolf. It's not gonna. He's not that kind of character. Same thing with Doomsday, but you have him in a scene like the warehouse where he's just taking out the fucking parademons left to right. Give him like 10 parademons and show how badass he's just right. fucking them up, throwing like, you know, just attaching bombs to them, just wearing out like 10 of them. Because you didn't see that. He just kind of seemed like out of place there. Like they didn't know how to use him.
He was seemed like he was just barking orders.
Yes, but Batman still, even though he's human, he's still badass. Remember, his intellect is unbelievable. He wins with his mind. He's the ultimate strategist. So he still gets in at it. He's just as badass as any of the other Justice League. But they didn't get, you know, like obviously, like I said, he doesn't fight Steppenwolf, but he goes there and he's taking out the parademons like left and right.
Right.
Fucking them up. And I just didn't see that.
I'll give you that because I think we know in the comic books and in animation, Batman has a contingency plan for everyone. He took down the whole Justice League.
He's got a plan for everything.
Right.
A situation arises, Batman already has, before that situation, he's already foreseen. He doesn't have any superpowers, but you make it that's his superpower. That a problem comes up, you have to even just create those situations for him where he already has the answer for that. You create a problem. Oh, and with the back of your mind knowing that Batman already has a solution. He's ahead of everybody. He's a step ahead of everyone.
The only time they showed it was with Lois Lane. That was the only time.
I get that. I mean, that's his thing. You know, they're like, you know, bring the big gun or whatever it is. Like I said, I was a bit disappointed.
Wow. I mean, I was very excited. I thought that overall the characters were great. I thought the storyline was choppy, but... Again, I wasn't thinking of a big payoff. I was thinking of it more as a standalone movie. The characters, it made me like Aquaman. It made me like Cyborg. It made me get into those characters. Because let's face it, with me growing up, I didn't get into those characters, right? It wasn't something that we followed very closely until the animated Visions movies that came out recently. But overall, I thought the characters were great. I thought... The powers exuded were great, which is, you know, one of my MOs that I like about those movies.
They put the Superman on point.
Right.
The Aquaman.
The interaction was great. The interaction between the characters was great.
For the most part, it was. So, like, I'll give you an example of another scene that I thought was good. The scene where Aquaman's sitting on the rope. You know,
that was hilarious.
Yeah, that, to me, stuff like that's clever. It's funny. You know, that's fine. That interaction is great. Like, things like that. When they show Aquaman in Atlantis, the water effects are great, man.
I'm
like, this looks fucking awesome. When they show the invasion, the initial invasion of Steppenwolf, it's like a flashback, and they show the Atlanteans and they show the
Green Lantern.
They showed some of the lanterns there too, but they show the Amazonians. They're all attacking that stuff like that. To me, it's like that's great. I don't know. Like I said, they cut some parts out of the movie.
It was choppy for sure. I mean, no one can get out of there and say it wasn't choppy.
Yeah, DC doesn't seem to like learn. I don't know what to say. Like, let's give an example. We were talking about Infinity War, and the Russo brothers are like, what did you say? It's going to be 3 hours?
Yeah. Close. Yeah,
Warner Brothers doesn't do that.
Right.
They're like, nope, 2 hours. But, I mean, you know, they get it. Like, the Russos and Marvel get that you kind of need those. The movie's not... Imagine if Infinity War came out and it was 2 hours because they're like, no, we can show up more times. We're probably going to be having the same conversation about Infinity War.
Sure. But I think we have higher expectations. See, I didn't have the expectations for Justice League at all. I didn't look at it as a payoff movie.
I kind of rose my expectations after Wonder Woman because I thought Wonder Woman was great. I was like, oh, Wonder Woman's a really good movie. It's not at Thor or Logan's level, but it's just below them. And if it would have been like that, I'd be like, man, it was great. Like, DC, good. I'm like so excited for them.
I
was a bit disappointed.
If you're telling me right now, yeah, you sound very disappointed, actually. But I feel the movie was great. The storyline, the character was shitty. Steppenwolf, right? He was bad.
Terrible.
Terrible. CGI was terrible. I thought the way they introduced the Flash and Cyborg was fine with me.
Yes,
The interaction between the characters was very good. I thought the action scenes, obviously, they had to showcase everyone. They did. I think they tried to showcase everyone. Everyone got their showtime equally. I like that. I just like the possible continuation from there now. You know, it made sense as to why they would get together. That's what I thought as well. You know, how the... Batman was getting the parademons, and that rivaled Justice League War, the animated movie. That's how they got together in Justice League War, because Batman was seeing all these parademons around town, and then the Green Lantern came in, and it was like, get out of my town. You know, that's kind of they. So they took a little bit of some of their material, and overall, I thought it was good. If you tell me 7 out of 10, it's worth seeing in the theaters. You say,
I'm Jesus going Christ. Like 5.5.
Goodness, maybe 6. Fucking yeah. Christ!
Like I'm giving good. Wonder Woman like an 8, maybe 8.5.
Jesus!
And I'm giving Logan and
well, before we go, then let's do our review here, because now we watch all the movies this year, right?
Okay.
We watch
so all the. We'll just start from the bottom. Well, let's
right. Say, which is your worst one of the year?
It's probably Guardians, and Guardians was terrible, man. Like yikes. I know, man. Like it, this year you. Is like a year of like. There's no way I could have predicted this. Yeah, Guardians was bad. Like,
yeah,
I didn't like that at all. I thought that was so fucking forced. The humor in it was just like really forced.
Yeah,
it just wasn't good, man.
I agree.
I don't know how they didn't. Like, how you can make an almost perfect movie in the first Guardians movie, like, where I'm like, this is, like, one of the best Marvel movies. And
easily.
Then you bring this other movie out, and I'm like, this is easily. Not good at all. Like, you, like, they didn't get, like, there has to be a balance of humor. That's what made Thor so fucking great. It had a lot of humor, but it was just perfect. It was like, maybe it was just the humor was better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm going with Guardians.
Okay. That obviously, to me, I would agree with you. That's the worst movie of the year. As far as from the comic book world. Now, what's above that? What's number 4?
I might put Spider-Man.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
So remember.
Hold on. I got to.
Yeah, so you remember. The movies are Guardians of the Galaxy, Spider-Man. You're going to have Wonder Woman, Wolverine, and Thor.
Yeah.
Justice League.
You know what? I want to retract that statement. I'll put them. These movies are almost neck and neck. And actually, I got to put Spider-Man above. Yeah, I'd have to go with Justice League.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because at least Spider-Man, for its faults. Our complaint with that movie was that like Spider-Man was clumsy as fuck. Where like, how can he be like this complete badass taking on Captain America, you know, helping take down Ant-Man in Civil War, and then he gets to his movie.
Yeah,
and
he scales
he's like,
back.
Average dudes are wearing his ass out. And you had Michael Keaton, which was, he was great. He was a great villain.
Yeah.
Like, it had one of my favorite scenes of any superhero movie, in that scene that where, you know, that cat, the ride to the prom or to homecoming, where, you know, Michael Keaton is having that interaction with Peter Parker, and he's starting, you can see like the wheel spinning in his head, and he's like, holy shit,
yeah.
This is Spider-Man. Like, to me, like, there's no scene like that where, like I said, it just, I, you know, it's for its faults, it still was a better movie than,
no,
I
disagree with that, but go ahead. I go ahead. So that's, so number 5. So the worst one is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Then you're going to have Justice League above that, right? So that's, then what comes after that? You got Wonder Woman, you got Wolverine, you got Thor Ragnarok.
Okay. I'm going Wonder Woman. But that to me is far better.
Right. So those two are like,
we're getting into the good category. You know, like, okay, this is a
so
great,
yeah, because you're Guardians of the Galaxy, Justice League, Spider-Man: Homecoming. Now you got 3 more, right? So
yeah.
That's where you put them, right? And then now the other 3 are like higher above, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm definitely giving Wonder Woman. You know, that's in a good category. It's only a step behind the top 2. Like, I'm, you know,
okay.
It's almost there, but it's kind of missing maybe something. Maybe like the villain wasn't as good, or maybe the fight, the end, the last fight scene wasn't as good as it could have been.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with Wonder Woman.
Okay,
maybe
so number fourth
spot or whatever, fourth from the bottom or whatever.
No, it'll be number 3. It'll be third.
Three. Okay.
It'll be three. And then number 2 is, this is the one, drum roll, because I think you're, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to say, I know, we've kind of talked about this before. I will go Thor, and then obviously that leaves Logan. But
Jesus,
you know what? Honestly,
dude.
In my opinion, those are almost, man, interchangeable.
I have to.
Those are both outstanding.
I can't believe you on that. I this is really saddening to me to be across the table from you, and
yeah,
you're in such a Debbie Downer mode about these movies that I'm excited about.
Yeah. I mean, look at the scenes. Fuck. Let's go through Logan. The beginning of Logan, where he's just in his limousine, and you watch that scene where the cholos are trying to like fucking steal the tires.
Yeah.
After that scene, I was like just happy. I'm like, holy shit, Wolverine is the way he's supposed to be. His claws are going through people's heads. He's a violent character. It just set the tone for that movie.
Sure.
And then when they introduce X-23 for the first time, where they show you X-23 what she is. And so she's sitting down at the table eating her bowl of cereal, and she's watching the video monitors of like these guys that are coming in to capture her, and she's just nonchalant. She's eating her cereal. And when she goes to town on those guys, I'm like, those are scenes that like, that wasn't, there was no justice scene like that in Justice League. There was nothing like that in Spider-Man. You know, like I said, it was a great movie.
Yeah, so part of you is just that the exhibition of the powers in those movies where they make it memorable.
And
so
it was just good. It was a different style of movie. We haven't seen one like that. And so how many superhero movies have we had now? We need some variations. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Let's tell these stories a different way, or what Marvel tries to do, and where this is the first time that I kind of see Fox do that. As well, they'll get like a heist, you know, what any kind of like genre of movie. They're like, okay, let's make a heist movie, but let's do it with superheroes, or let's make you know, just a Western. That's what Logan was, essentially like an old Western style movie. And they're like, well, we're gonna kind of have like a Western with the old gunslinger, but Wolverine's gonna play that role. So
yeah,
we need to see that variation. So
it all depends on the character too, and I think that's the part of it that I think they try to force feed the same theme or the same spirit in each one of these movies where these characters are all different. Like Wolverine, it's a very grimy character, man. He's very ugly. He's very violent. And they never exuded that in all the prior movies that he's been in.
We accepted it because at that point, when they were one of the first superhero movies, you know, it was a big deal to see the X-Men. So we were more accepting of like some of the faults, you know? So we knew that Wolverine was super violent, but we're like, whatever, that's just not going to happen. So it was nice to actually see it.
Well, I'll respect that, my friend. I guess for me, my top six is different. Number six, obviously, is Guardians of the Galaxy. That's just a piece of shit. Number five is Spider-Man Homecoming because I just felt didn't encapsulate. Peter Parker was awesome, but not Spider-Man. And one thing I wanted to say, and I'll go into it. So that was number five, Spider-Man Homecoming. Number four, to me, is Wonder Woman. Believe it or not.
Yeah, okay.
All right, and then number three is Justice League. One thing I wanted to say about Justice League is that I think the dynamic of Batman and the Flash reminded me a little bit of Iron Man and Spider-Man in Homecoming.
Yeah.
Just like that mentor role. That Batman was given to it throughout the movie, because obviously Flash, you could tell he wasn't having any of it, and he wasn't even remotely comfortable with fighting. He was just like, hey, look, I just run and push people. And in that one scene of Superman, he was trying to remember. I don't know if you remember, but when Superman saw him, he's like, holy shit, and he's swinging at him.
Yeah.
And then he tries to push him, and he doesn't move. Like Superman doesn't. And he goes, boom, knocks him and shit. So that was pretty badass.
Yeah, but if you think about that, like. Let's use Civil War as an example, where you're introducing Black Panther, right? And you're introducing Spider-Man to the MCU. And the Russo brothers still managed to like tell a story where you're introducing two new characters, have a good overall plot, and you're integrating all these different characters into this movie. And it just seemed like there's no comparison. I'm like, we need to hold DC to that same standard. I get it that Marvel's better. I mean, they're better in every way. Like, see, that's not. If I saw some CGI like that in a fucking Marvel movie, I'm like, it was just not. There was moments. I can tell you, like the underwater scene with Atlantis looked beautiful. I'm like, man, they really pulled this effect off. But man, Steppenwolf was like, it was comedically bad. I was like, this is not good. Like, this is like CGI I expect to see from a TV show, not from fucking.
Definitely felt like TV. You're right. It's definitely like TV, like your WB type of shit.
It wasn't great at all. Yeah. I can show you like a scene of where what's the giant gorilla? Gorilla Grodd versus the Flash, and like to me, that's just the same quality that I saw in Justice League.
Right.
I don't know. Like I said, like I wanted to, you know, well, I wanted to like it more. Trust me.
Right. I know you did. So I give Justice League number three, then Wolverine number two, and then Thor Ragnarok was number one. I thought they just hit a home run. Totally different style than the first two Thors. And overall, it was one of those movies that you can connect with as a novice or as an expert. I think it was done in a beautiful way in so many ways. It showcased Thor, showcased Hulk. It continued the storyline that we all know from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But then if you were just a person brand new that you just wanted to watch Chris Hemsworth you know, just his sexiness. You could just show up and enjoy the movie. So I looked at it from all those different angles and said, this is a very well done movie. Very positive, good pace.
So good.
Yeah.
It was a 2-hour movie, you know. Right. This is not overly long movie.
No, it wasn't.
It was
perfect. They got to the point.
Yeah. This action in it is phenomenal. They just,
sure.
Like, I mean, it's not even fair to compare villains, but like, you know, you think of Hela, like how incredible was she?
Oh, incredible.
And she gave you the feeling that she was a badass. Yeah. Like, Steppenwolf kind of seemed like he was, like, you got to keep in mind, like, Steppenwolf was apparently capable of defeating a Doomsday, you know, because Doomsday is just, you know, Kryptonian that has that whatever they fuck with the DNA and they are able to create a Doomsday enemy or whatever. And Steppenwolf was powerful enough to defeat one of those
right
by himself. So I didn't get that impression. Like he, I don't know.
Yeah, it was, you know, Steppenwolf is the uncle of Darkseid.
Correct.
And obviously, I don't know if you know anything about it. I know a little bit about it, but I know at the end, it's a God's battle that's happening between DC's version of heaven, which is, I think it's called, I forgot what it's called, but then Apocalypse, right?
Correct,
as far as hell. And Steppenwolf is like the lead general of Darkseid's army, right? His uncle. So he's a badass, right? I mean, he's just not someone that's just going to show up and not cause any problem, you know, not be a walk in the park. He's gonna be a problem. He's gonna be a big problem. And they just seemed like, and he fought the war with all those people, right? And barely and got just beat up, right? But it just seemed like the Justice League. I don't know. It's just weird. It just seemed that Superman was just more than enough to handle him.
He was. Oh, clearly he would have been enough. You could tell that. I mean, that's fine. Superman's. Oh, you know. OP, you know, he's definitely overpowered. That's kind of the problem with having a character like Superman, is that he's so powerful that it becomes difficult to. It's almost like the problem you have with Batman, where Batman is just an average man, so you kind of,
sure,
he's never going to be able to take on Steppenwolf by himself. But then you got Superman that's so overpowered that, you know, in reality, like, you don't need the Justice League, you just need Superman.
Yeah.
So you have to be creative in the ways that you utilize the Justice League. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know, and The Flash to me is a great character. Obviously, yeah,
you sound kinda, so disappointed, son.
You kind of, I mean, I get it. Like he's new to his powers, but to me he's just, you know, he's unbelievable in his abilities too. So I don't know. Like I said, I get it. Yeah. He's just learning his power, so he's kind of like
you sound so disappointed rolling up in here. It's like, no, man, I just
can't. I really wanted to. I was like sad. I was like, man.
Yeah, I didn't hear it from you.
I wanted to have that excitement, dude. Can you believe that? Yes.
I was so geeked up, man, and you just kind of rating him up right here.
No, it's like, I was disappointed, man. No, listen, we can agree that Thor was fucking unbelievable. We can agree on that. And listen, I was thinking about this too, man. You know, we always talk about all these fucking movies, but we have yet. When's the last time we went out and fucking saw one? I don't think have we. When's, it's probably been fucking 10, 20 years since we actually went.
Like together?
Yeah.
Well, you usually have someone to go with, you know.
Listen, this is what I'm saying now is that
Infinity War. May.
Bro, I'm gonna take the day off, bro. This is like a movie that we've been waiting for. What? 2012. Was Avengers, right? And Thanos turns around, looks at the screen and smiles. So we've been waiting, what? Next year is going to be 9 years for this movie. If we don't fucking make it a big deal, then we don't deserve our geek cred. You know what I'm saying?
We don't deserve to be even talking about it.
We shouldn't. So we need to be like, hey, you whatever. We need to make it happen. We need to buy our fucking tickets. We need to be like, you know, Thursday or Friday or whatever. I prefer Thursday because we need to fucking talk about it. We need to be there amongst the geeks that are dressed up as Avengers and just like go all out and just really enjoy this, because this is a movie that we may not have a movie like this again for a long time. You know what I'm saying? This is a big deal. This is a culmination of like years and years of like, you know, speculation and waiting. So
I know me. I know any spoiler I can get my hands on.
Oh, don't do it. Like, I would even tell you, hey man, just as it's tempting for me too to like see the spoilers. Speaking of, you know, not spoilers. I know you saw the end. I really did dig at least the first end credit scene. The second one, I was like, eh. I did like to see Deathstroke. It was kind of cool.
Really? You didn't like the second one, huh?
It was just okay.
Oh man.
Like Deathstroke, but it is not that. What is it? The Legion of Doom or whatever, you know, what's the the evil Justice League
I don't know the name.
Anyway, so but I know I prefer I like the end the scene where Superman and
they're
and,
racing,
and,
huh?
Yeah, Superman and the Flash, because you know it's such a like iconic like comic book thing, you know.
Yeah, I remember that growing up too. Yeah. I remember like I just see stuff like
who's the fat? Yeah. Like that first comic that they ever did that, it's worth some money. So that to me would be like one of those things where I would love to have that comic and just frame it and have it graded and on the wall and say, oh, yeah, this is the first time that Superman and the Flash raced. Because to me, it's like so iconic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of dug that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you even do that like in the middle of like a movie or something, or like at the beginning of a movie before shit goes south. Maybe you maybe save that. But no. No.
Yeah, you know, that was you're disappointed, man. You're like, you wasn't a big fan of the spoiler with Deathstroke in it. You're not happy with it's like, dude, I mean,
I'm glad to see Slade Wilson, man. Oh, did you see the little teaser of the Deadpool movie?
Yeah, I did.
Actually. I dug it. I see that's I love that, man. To me,
it's different. But it's different.
Makes me happy. That makes me happy. Yeah. It's like fucking high school, you know, 14, 15 year old like guy humor, you know, where he's whacking his brush. He's like, oh, you keep whacking it. Like, right. But to me, as dumb as it is, it's just funny. Like,
well, it's
I enjoy
different.
It. It's Deadpool. It's like what
it's
you expect.
It's Deadpool, right.
It's what you expect from Deadpool.
I think that's. And I hope they keep it going. We'll see how that all unravels with
if
Fox.
That's a disappointment, man. That's going to, like, crush me. I need Deadpool to be great, man. And I love even the very end. Like, I'm not going to lie. I already seen what Cable looks like. But I'm not going to lie. At the very end of that trailer where they just show Cable's mechanical. And you can kind of hear like the hands kind of sounds like it's mechanical. And he's reaching for the guns. I'm like, kind of give me a chill. I was like, yes. I'm like, yes, there it is. It made it seem. I know, like I said, we still haven't seen him in motion yet. They didn't show him in that trailer except for the hand. You know what I'm saying? They show him in the painting.
You're right.
But I've seen stills of it and stuff. But I'm like, oh, well, shit. That's going to be. That's exciting.
Well, 2018 is a year, right? I mean, that's the year that the payoff is going to happen. And we're going to see how this all plans out. We'll probably have to do a review or kind of not a review, but a forecasting of the movies that are coming out in 2018. We'll leave that for another time.
Yeah,
but
yeah, for sure.
Guys, 2017, we're wrapping this thing up. Turkey Day coming up. And gosh, all the movies are gone for the comic book geek and the person that's looking. That's it. We had six of them this year and we watched them all, man. But yep. I'm scratching my head.
Next year's exciting though. We got some real winners next year, man. We're gonna start off with Black Panther, the lead into Infinity War. We got Infinity War. We have Deadpool. I don't know what else DC has planned for next year, but no, we got some exciting ones.
I want to say the Flash is on next year.
Aquaman is up next year.
Is it?
Which honestly, I can say at least I'm more excited for Aquaman than I would have been before. Like if you'd have told me Aquaman movie's coming out like 5 years ago, I'm like, eh. But I'm definitely more excited, especially it just the way they pulled off those water effects. I'm like, okay, this looks pretty cool.
So, you're disappointing me right
now.
We'll
see.
All right.
Hopefully they let the director, I forget his name. Hopefully they let him like just, hey man, do your thing, and they don't like put too many hands in there and just let him make the movie that that he's capable of making. So.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, you came in here with that Simon Cowell son, I am disappointed meme, you know, and just, I can't believe it. We agree to disagree on this one, but we wrapped up another year, my friend. So I guess we'll see what 2018 brings with the comic book movies and the good world that we follow there. So I'm excited. I'm excited for next year with Infinity Wars for sure. That's going to be an epic one. So that's it, man. Signing off, man. Until next time. All right.